Work is continuing on a number of fronts for the Smart Train, and one of them involves moving a tree. Here to tell us about it is Matt Stevens, a spokesman for the train. What was the problem that required moving the tree in the first place?
The Federal Road Administration has clearance requirements for train operations, and we were putting in a second set of tracks through Cotati as one of our passing sidings, and the tree fell within 10 feet of the center line of the second set of tracks, and FRA rules require us to create an operating envelope that tree found itself in.
And this was no ordinary tree?
No, it's actually a tree that is special to the community, and we're building a community asset in the railroad here, and we feel like we're part of the community. And we learned when we were getting ready to put in those second set of tracks that this tree was important to Cotati. So we felt it was important to explore alternatives to cutting the tree down.
There were several alternatives that were looked at, weren't there?
There were a couple of sites that were considered. One site was near Cotati City Hall. But it turned out that there were so many Pacific Gas and Electric lines that had to come down that it really made the project impossible to do. So we started looking at alternative sites to relocate the tree to, and found a site that is quite good, not far from where it currently exists, which is about 450 feet south of East Cotati Avenue near the east platform of the Cotati train station.
When does it get moved?
We're planning on moving the tree on August 7th. That's a Thursday. However, the company who is doing the work to relocate the tree will begin working on the tree on July 30th. They're going to be watering it, taking some samples, clippings. There's a protocol they have to follow when they move a tree like this.
How big a tree is this, and how do you move something that size?
Honestly, I'm not sure how tall it is. I think it's probably around 60 to 80 feet tall. The tree has to be moved in an upright position, and this is what makes it challenging. This is why the original location that we looked at with the city of Cotati proved to be infeasible, because we have to move this tree in an upright position. So if we move it just south of East Cotati Avenue, PG&E only has to drop one set of lines that run down the avenue, which makes it more doable.
Is it something you can do in a day?
Pretty much, yes. You have to do the prep work in advance, but this tree will be relocated on the 7th, so it'll be in its new home by the close of that day. However, I should probably note that Stacy Whitbeck and Herzog is going to be keeping East Cotati Avenue closed for a couple more days. Once they close the street down to relocate the redwood tree, they're also going to put in that second set of tracks across East Cotati Avenue. So it'll be closed through Saturday, August 9th.
So you got a twofer out of the whole project.
We're getting a twofer, yes.
Good to know that you found a happy resolution. Thanks for telling us about it.
You bet.